There are three main issues at stake. But before we get there, it's important to understand that the assembly is down two members. They had to resign in order to run for mayor. And action requires five votes. That means three members can block something. And that's what happened earlier when a four-member majority wasn't enough to advance a ballot question over city-subsidized childcare. City manager Roy Watt said a lot of people had written to the assembly, and it didn't stop after that vote.
We have had emails from the public asking the assembly to reevaluate their position. And so it's unclear to me if they have an appetite to do that or not.
Assemblywoman Maria Gladyszewski was in favor of placing the child care issue on the ballot.
I think that it should be given to the voters, and then we'd hear from them, and we'll give supporters of the issue time to make their best case to all of Juneau, and then people can weigh in, and rather than it being decided by seven of us.
Opponents included Assemblywoman Mary Becker, who said the city shouldn't spend money on childcare.
I'm pretty strong in thinking that this is not something that we should take on.
Supporters say they are not just concentrating on the current assembly. Joy Lyon heads Southeast Alaska's chapter of the Association for the Education of Young Children.
We are also doing a lot of voter education so that for the next assembly, we'll have candidates on the record for supporting childcare in our community.
Then there are questions over the new jack and refurbishing Centennial Hall. Again, City Manager Rory Watt.
So there are two potential bond measures that they might put in front of the voters, and they can't put both. It would be one or the other. And the distinguishing features of them are who owns the new jack.
The first is a $12 million bond that would include funding for both facilities. Both are managed by the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council. Executive Director Nancy DeCherney said her board favors a future arts and culture center remaining city-owned.
Which some people are uncomfortable with. I guess maybe they forgot that the city owns the old jack, which we've been managing, and that would be a similar relationship. The city would own the facility and we would be managing it.
A second option would be to demolish the old city-owned jack and replace it with a new building owned by the nonprofit. It would still be on city land. This would involve a $7 million bond. That's in addition to a $2 million city grant to the Arts Council. That option was crafted by former Assemblywoman Beth Weldon, but she's resigned to run for mayor and won't be there to vote. The final issue is over raising Juneau's hotel bed tax from 7 to 9%. The bed tax helps fund Centennial Hall, as well as Travel Juneau, which promotes Alaska's capital city as a destination.
Travel Juneau is maintaining its opposition to an increase in the hotel bed tax.
Liz Perry is the Visitor Bureau's executive director. She said a 9% tax would make Juneau's hotel tax higher than both Anchorage and Fairbanks.
And that's going to hinder our ability to sell meetings and conventions into Juneau. Meeting planners are becoming more and more cost conscious, and when we're talking booking 200 rooms a night, they're looking at every dime.
Assemblyman Lauren Jones supports the higher bed tax.
It could be used for art centers. It could be used for sports activities. It could be used for a variety of things.
He'll need to convince at least four other assembly members for this advisory vote to go before voters. And there will be time for public testimony in advance of any assembly action or inaction. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.